be in conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is, well, you know, just this whole year. I mean, if you had to, you know, I guess you're always looking for improvement. That's what it's about. You're trying to each and every year get a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better, your development. And that's what we're trying to do with these players. It's so that they continue to develop and get better and better. Now, sometimes your stats won't, you know, say you're getting better, but that can be misleading. You could be a better player. Maybe you just don't have the numbers as much. But this year, Malcolm Gould is, I think he's got more points and more goals this year than probably the combined two previous years. So, but he came in better shape. He was quicker. And he is, I mean, on Friday night, he was, like I said, as good as any player mm-hmm. that was on that ice. I mean, just his confidence and his puck managing ability, the playmaking he made, and he can shoot it too. So, no, he's had a really good second half, and that's the beauty of this team. You know, maybe Patan has an off night, or maybe Pietila has an off night, or Caro, but then you still have Heinen, and you know, you still have David Johnstone. You know, you still have, you know, Gould. You know, there's a number of guys who can really perform for us, so that's important. But yeah, can't say enough about Malcolm's second half and just the year he's having.
Shots in the second period, 22-2.
Yeah,
in favor of the Huskies.
Yeah, we dominated that period, and that's why you say you look at the score, and you know the shots after two periods, Dirk, I think were 42-10.
Right.
You know, and you're up 3-1 even, you know. It's still a tight game. That next goal is a big one to start the third period, because it's either going to be a one-goal game or now you got a three-goal stretch.
And we got it early on, too. Blake Pietila gets the goal. Reed Sturrows, David Johnstone, the assist.
Play inside the Michigan Tech zone. In behind the goal now. Riley Sweeney with control. High off the glass. Gets the clear. Nice play, and the Huskies get it across the line with Sturrows. Catches up to the puck. Looks in front. Passes and scores! Oh, what a play by the Huskies. Reed Sturrows with a last-second pass in the front of the net, and Blake Pietila able to bury it. Huskies get another insurance goal. They lead 4-1.
Reed Sturrows waited till the goaltender went down and could not slide back over there, and what a great pass to Pietila.
Yeah, you could have put that one in, Dirk. Yeah. We always talk about those ones that you can score, but it all started with a good breakout, and you know, David Johnstone made a great play across the ice to Reed, and it created a 2-on-1, and Blake did a real nice job of just skating and pulling away from some guys and creating that 2-on-1. And the goalie had no chance. You know, he had to respect Reed because he was so tight to the net there. And Reed made sure he waited to the last minute and made a good pass across. And, you know, that was a big goal. It was a big goal. It gave us a good start to start the period.
And Tyler Heinonen finished off the scoring with a redirect goal.
Huskies forced the turnover and brought it for Gould. Gould makes a nice move around Jones. Jones gets back in position. Late coming in is Neville. He'll tee it up, and a save made by Doan. Don't look like he didn't know where it went after that, but it went to the corner. Here's Leibinger. He'll shoot. Scores! Tipped in front by Tyler Heinonen, and the Huskies go up 5-1.
Both Blake Pietila and Tyler Heinonen end up with two goals. Both of them came close to getting hat tricks in that game, and that finished off the scoring. But a nice shot there by Chris Leibinger, who's becoming more of an offensive threat, I think, as the season goes along.
He is, and all our defensemen are. You know, Riley Sweeney scoring goals, mm-hmm. Cliff Watson chipping in. You know, Shane Han has always had points, and Mark Ock is. As when you look at his points per game for freshman defensemen in the league, it's very good. So, and it's nice to see Chris chip in too. But good shot. We had good traffic around the net. It was a real good shift. We really controlled the puck down low in their zone and created some cycle opportunities. And, you know, it's a big goal. We scored two goals basically within the first 5 minutes of the period, just sort of put the game out of reach at that point, and then we could put it on cruise control a little bit the rest of the game.
So the Huskies go on for the victory. 51-21 were the final shots. Not easy in a Division I hockey game to get 50 shots on goal.
Well, it's not. I mean, you could probably go through games this year and count on your hands, you know, fingers, I should say, the number of times that, you know, someone has generated that many shots against a pretty good defensive team, Dirk. You know,
yeah, right.
I mean, you know, they were battling for fourth place in our league. I mean, they were right there and had a chance to get home ice. You know, so we did our job. We won the game, which we needed to win. I thought it was a good bounce back effort, especially after the weekend we had at Minnesota State, and kept us in contention for home ice. So there were a lot of good things, and we sent the seniors on their way. You know, their last regular season game at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena with a victory, with a resounding victory, and a good game. And I think it was just an exciting exciting game, a great atmosphere for not only our team, but the crowd and everybody in attendance.
The crowd was great. 3,947, 2-3 deep on the concourse rail there on standing room. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it was a lot of fun. And you know, it's an entertaining game. We're in the entertainment business, and I thought our guys did a real nice job of putting on a good effort for the fans. And from what I can tell, is you know, on TV6, it was a good broadcast and it looked good. And we had an alumni gathering out in Denver that I think there's over 100 people that gathered in Denver to watch the game. And obviously, we put on a good show for them too. So there's a lot of things going on around the game, and it's nice they can get on TV. I'm sure they streamed it out in Denver, and that's fabulous. It's fantastic to hear that our alumni all over the country and probably the world are engaged in this game.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with Saturday night's victory for the Huskies over Northern Michigan, plus get your questions in. A lot of questions, and we'll give you a lot of time for that too, coming up real soon. It's the Mel Pearson Show continuing right after this.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library. When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We just wrapped up Friday night's 5-1 victory, senior night for Michigan Tech at the SDC. We're going down to the Barry Event Center, taking the bus down there, and getting ready now for the game Saturday night against Northern Michigan. The Huskies had already won their 25th game. They're looking for the 26th regular season win of the season and their 21st WCHA win. What was the feeling, Coach, I guess, for you going into this game on Saturday night? You know, it's such a big win Friday night, such an emotional win. How were you feeling going in?
Well, we approached it, Dirk, like we normally would, business as usual, and we talked about that. We talked a lot about our road record this year. We'd only lost one road game in the league, and we wanted to maintain that. We knew it would be our last road game this year, really, in a true road environment.
Right.
But, you know, because, you know, we have home ice for the playoffs now, then we go to the Final Five, and if we're fortunate enough to continue on to the NCAA tournament, you know, it's not a road game per se. You know, it's in a neutral site somewhere. So having said that, we really focused on this game and having a good, solid road game. We always talk about we're not there to put on a show. We're just going down there, you know, business as usual, and to show up. And we knew it was going to be a physical game, and we talked a lot about that with our team, and there's some things we wanted out of the game. Obviously, we wanted to win, but we wanted to play with pace. We wanted to, you know, take the game to them, so to speak. We wanted to play discipline. We knew there was going to be, you know, a hard-hitting, hard-fought game, and they usually are down there. It was earlier this year, but we wanted to play with discipline and then get out of the game healthy. I mean, because we hopefully got a lot of hockey left to play, and we're on a mission, and we're headed somewhere. So those are some of the things that we talked about. And then we also talked about, you know, we had to do our part as far as putting pressure on Minnesota State. You know, we still had an outside chance to win the McNaught. We didn't talk about that a lot, but we did mention it just, you know, if we had any chance, we had to do our job there. And those are the things we talked about, and I think the game played out for the most part like we thought it would.
Well, we get the first goal of the game, and it comes off of the stick of Tyler Hannanin, who's really played well against Northern Michigan this year. His third goal of the weekend, he gets it from Tanner Carroll and Malcolm Gould, redirects it in the net. It was a nice one.
Tanner Carroll bringing it down in the corner. All the way behind the net. Off the boards, back to Walker Highland. Slid over for Mark Ock. Ock down low for Malcolm Gould. And Gould over in front. There's a chance for Hayden and scores! Tyler Hayden with the goal. A pretty play from Gould and Tanner Caro. And the Huskies get a power play goal.